Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That's me, along with Barry the Boater and Mike the Mariner around to round out the crew. Coming up today, we are going to partake in the World of Boating Trivia Olympics. You know, the Olympics are going on in Italy right now. I figured, why not jump on that bandwagon and just find out how clueless our crew really is. So that's coming up, possibly.
And the boating
And the boating trivia Olympics, yes. So that's coming up a little bit later on. But first, I want to talk about a video I saw a few weeks ago on YouTube about a guy. Actually, one of our listeners passed this along to me and said, "Hey, you guys ought to check this guy out. He's done something pretty wild. He had two diesel Cummins engines, right? And and he replaced these things with hybrids that burn like half the fuel and use the latest technology. And he is just tickled pink and wondering why everybody else isn't doing this.
Did you see the journey he went through with that?
He put in these two diesel Cummins engines.
Did you see the price?
I'm sure it wasn't cheap. Right.
$60,000 mistake.
Yeah.
Right.
But you know what I didn't get, Mike? Maybe you can fill in. So what was the problems with the first engines he purchased exactly?
Well, they were either the originals or exact replacements for the originals at some point, but they were, 45-year-old engines.
Yeah.
Old technology. Old Detroit diesels.
Right. But those are like kind of known as being, the go-tos, and if it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of thing.
Throw out things because they're old. I mean, Mike, if we had to do that, we'd have to get rid of Greg, right?
Almost.
I'm gonna get you during the Olympics there,
but I'm sure you will.
Yeah.
The thing is, that engine it is old technology and it's not as efficient. So when he replaced those engines, he doubled his efficiency with that yacht. I mean, he cut his fuel burn in half for the same power.
Right.
And that's with, modern Cummins inline six cylinder diesel engines like the ones that, well, his are newer, but similar to the ones I have on my boat.
Right. So he replaced those, but he ended up having some issues and decided to switch them out, right?
Well, not because he had issues. The engines performed flawlessly. The fuel burn was exactly where it was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. But what they were doing with that yacht and how they were envisioning it really went, they wanted to take it to the next step, which was, diesel electric hybrid power.
Right.
Go farther. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, but he was, I thought it said in the video, he like you said, he made a $60,000 mistake putting in the replacement diesels first. And then he said, something started leaking. I didn't catch the whole detail in the video.
I think what it was early on in the process, he was wondering if he should just really go for it and go straight to diesel electric hybrid. He didn't know enough about it. He made a decision to go a little more traditional, though he did, double the efficiency of this vessel, which is a big deal.
Yeah.
So, before he finished refurbishing the entire vessel and getting it ready for his voyage, they're going on a long voyage, he decided,
let's go for it.
Once. Yeah. The boat's out of the water. We're still finishing it up. Mm-hmm. Let's bite the bullet and let's go to the next step. So that's the cool thing about the story.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I wasn't totally clear why he switched them out, but that makes sense.
But he's going to be on a long trip. So the more efficient he is with his fuel, the further he can get and the less it'll cost him in the long run.
Yeah. And he also claimed that it was like 50% quieter too, because the electric power.
Well, if you recall, Joe from
Motor City Boatworks,
Motor City Boatworks rented hybrid or electric boat
when he was in Norway, right?
Mm-hmm. And it was a lot quieter. I mean, he said it wasn't deadly quiet, you know, like you couldn't hear nothing, but compared to a diesel, you know, there's a big difference.
Yeah. But this was a hybrid, which is kind of, you know, the best of both worlds.
Yeah, you know, we talked about that.
Yeah, you're not necessarily going to have full electric capability, whether there's, you know, power at the dock or the range that you need. But with a hybrid, you know, if you're going a short run, you might be able to run mostly on electric. And then you just have the diesel stuff kick in when you need it and or, you know, supplement power when it's necessary. And you're cruising right along and get way more bang for the buck. And so.
Right. And I'm bullish on that technology. I've always been a little leery of, you know, full electric power. I'm still not quite there yet, but hybrid I can really get into.
Well, so you have two on your vessel, right?
Yes, I have twin Cummins diesel engines.
So after seeing that video, are you thinking like, hey, you know, if I want to do an upgrade, that might make sense? Or you're not ready to do a 60 grand upgrade?
Well, you know, my engines are still nice and fresh and
yeah,
I'm not going to be yanking them out anytime soon. It takes
if he blew the engines, then he could give it some thought. But I mean, because they're working so nicely now, you're not going to, I don't know what you could get selling used engines, but are you going to recoup putting in a whole new system? Because a hybrid means only the diesel engines, but the alternator, the generator, plus the batteries. So,
well, there's that.
I would not think it. So every boat's not going to be able to accommodate hybrid upgrades simply because of the way they're configured. My boat is probably one of those because where the engines are set to add the hybrid assembly, which is basically an electric motor between the engine output shaft and the transmission, adds about a foot and a half of length to the whole assembly. I wouldn't be able to align my shafts for the connections and all that. So my boat would not be a candidate for it.
But I wish it
would be.
Well, I'm just saying, if they came up with some kind of retrofit option, you know, where they made the diesel part, you know, smaller, where it would fit. I mean, what's the fuel burn on your vessel you have right now, Mike? You figure when you're cruising.
I'm averaging about 4.8 gallons per hour over the course of between fill-ups. So in between that, you know, there might be days when I'm running faster and I'm burning more, but when I'm in the river and I'm having to go slow, then, you know, I'm burning almost nothing.
But but when you're going slow in the river, are you cruising at like 4 or 5 knots?
Seven knots, seven to eight knots, and I'm doing probably 4.6 gallons per hour at that speed.
All right. So, but you don't do really long trips necessarily either, though, right? Or do you think?
A couple of times. Well, not like the loop or anything like that, but we go, you know, up to Jacksonville. We bought the boat up near Savannah.
And so when you're going, if you're doing a trip from Sanford up to Jacksonville and back, you're going to burn how much, you figure, gallon wise? You have any estimate idea?
It'll be about up and back.
Yeah,
probably 250 gallons.
Ooh. Okay, that's quite a bit.
Well, it's 130 miles to Jacksonville.
So. All right. So if you cut that in half with the hybrids, you could get that money back quicker than you think, maybe.
Well, you just have to do the math. You have to just, you know, figure out what it would cost for a new set of engines, transmission, the electrical, the batteries, and the electrical upgrades.
Well, was it 60 grand an engine or for both? When the guy on the video.
I think it was for both. I think it was just basically install.
All right, do the math, Mr. Accountant. Barry's working on it right now. He will recoup his money in 27 years. I mean, I don't know. All right, more coming up. Stay close to the World of Boating.
Cha-ching.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.